Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
Hi, I'm Holly Strand. The canyons and valleys of Utah will soon be awash with brilliant fall hues. Cascades of red, orange, and gold will blanket the hillsides as the weather turns cooler and morning frost dusts the mountain ridges. The canyon maple is one of Utah's main sources of autumn color. Like most maple species, its leaves are carved into deep lobes. The leaves are medium to bright green now, but soon the entire tree will glow with spectacular color. Canyon maple is found throughout Utah at medium elevations between 4,500 to 7,500 feet. It tends to grow on lower slopes and canyon bottoms in the mountains in association with Douglas fir and junipers. Its scientific name, Asa grandidentatum, means big tooth, referring to the tree's distinctive lobed leaves with large toothed margins. In fact, big tooth maple is another common name for this species. Some think that the canyon maple is related to the sugar maple of the northeastern and midwestern United States, says forestry professor Mike Coons of Utah State University's Department of Wildland Resources. It's likely that long ago, the Rocky Mountains rose up and isolated a sugar maple population that eventually evolved into a unique species. The canyon maple rivals its eastern relatives in fall color, but does it produce sap suitable for tasty syrup-covered waffles and pancakes? Back in the 1970s, a group of scientists set out to determine just that. The trees were tapped and yielded plenty of sticky liquid. The color resembled light honey, and the flavor was delicate and fruity, almost like pineapple. However, it was notably less sweet than the northeastern sugar maple. Of 30 panelists from Utah who participated in a taste test, 57% preferred eastern sugar maple syrup, but the remaining 43% preferred canyon maple syrup. The researchers concluded that while canyon maple sap was not practical for large-scale syrup production, it might be enjoyable for individuals to try on a small scale on private land within its habitat range. Syrup aside, the medium-sized tree thrives in Utah's residential landscapes, parks, and urban areas, as well as in the wild. Its year-round beauty, hardiness, and manageable size make it a perennial favorite in the Beehive State. Dr. Michael Coons and Marianne Muffoletto provided text and background information for this piece. Thanks to the USU College of Natural Resources for supporting research and development of this Wild About Utah topic. For Wild About Utah, I'm Holly Strand.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah on Utah Public Radio is made possible in part by our listeners and the Quinney College of Natural Resources at Utah State University, where students and faculty promote the sustainability of ecosystems and the communities that depend on them. Information at cnr.usu.edu.